Monday morning crack. And a good Monday to everybody out there, whoever you may be. You know, this
month
sponsored by Heineken, the greatest jelly beer of the month.
Oh, yes.
And welcome to the Running Gunner Video Game Podcast,
the Running Gunner Video Game Podcast. This is Monday the 22nd. We got the energy for you because you know if you don't have the energy, it is early on a Monday morning. You need to go to work.
And we'll give you that energy with extra energy because all we're drinking is energy. We're not drinking energy drinks.
I wouldn't want it any other way.
But we're going to have a great day. It's Monday the 22nd,
April 22nd, 2024. 5:30 a.m. approximately, Los Angeles, California. My coordinates.
Don't give them that. But we're close enough to where you can hear our every thoughts. You can feel our every moves in your minds.
And we might be behind you. Watch out! Or we might be next to you. Slow down.
Or I might be in front of you. Hit the brakes. Okay. Anyway,
everybody out there, it's Monday the 22nd. We are America's favorite podcast.
America's favorite podcast.
Because we're simply the only podcast that loves America.
We do love America. We do love Monday mornings. We know a lot of you out there had a rough weekend and things were not as great as they were on the weekend because it's starting a new week. But guess what? We're going to make this Monday great for you guys. We're going to make it seem like it's a 3-day weekend every weekend.
Yes.
So come and have fun with us. Come on along and enjoy this episode because this week's episode we're going to be talking about...
Today we're going to be talking about tax seasons.
Tax.
Then we're going to be talking about...
The
death of OJ.
Juicy.
And then
death.
We're going to be talking about Puff Diddy. And then we're going to be finally get into the show, which talks about classic gaming versus the new. The new way of
or
gaming.
Now, yeah. Both ways.
The classic ways of gaming versus the new ways of gaming. Classic versus now.
So it's a whole big difference. We'll get into that.
So yes, we're going to get into it, everybody. It's the Runner and Gunner video game podcast show. In case you're having trouble with the extensive title to our podcast.
But
we're essentially a radio show.
It's broadcasted.
We play some music for you. We do it for free. We don't pay anybody. We don't get paid. We use licensed music when most people don't, when most people podcasts can't because they're getting sponsorship and monetizing their videos. We're not monetizing. We're going to stay unmonetized. You're pretty much listening to
that's
a home video.
That's why it's the free podcast,
It's the free podcast. We're the free podcast.
The only free podcast.
And we're the video game podcast. We're the only video game podcast. Yeah, there's other podcasts that talk about video games, but we are the video game
podcast. Won't even tell you the truth about it. They'll just say what their sponsors are giving them to say, but... Me and Gunner are going to tell you the truth about what's going on, our actual true opinions, and why we feel that way. And yes, why would we go along with the game, and or should we just stop it all entirely?
How many hours did you put into Red Dead Redemption 2, Runner?
Too many. I've never actually checked, but I'm sure it's over 100 million.
I'd say that counts as a good game.
Yeah, it's been many, many hours.
I'd say that officially gets 5 stars.
It gets 5 stars. I give Red Dead Redemption 5 stars plus.
Yeah, me too. 5 stars. I actually give it like 7 stars out of 5.
It's pretty much the best game in the new wave of games that have came out in the recent, what I would say about, since Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas.
Since San Andreas, Red Dead Redemption was the greatest game ever made.
But yes, it was.
I actually didn't regard San Andreas as the greatest game ever made.
Oh, really? I like it. I thought it was one of the greatest games of all time.
Now it kind of turned into it. Like, it kind of turned into it after the fact.
Yes. It was very controversial when it first came out. I mean, there was all kinds of people trying to, you know, boycott it and just didn't want it around.
A lot.
All the parents, especially. I didn't think it was so bad.
So graphic.
It is going to be much worse. I mean, they have so much worse.
And no one
things.
Cares now. Like, they won't cancel
there's
or boycott
no more,
that.
Yeah, there's no that. More parents writing to Rockstar saying, hey, you guys got to tone it down. Too much blood, too much talking like this, too much sexual content.
Yeah.
They don't say any of that no more.
More concerned about the politics and what's on the news, but that's not what we're here to talk
about. We're not here to talk about that,
people.
We're
here to talk about video games.
All right, so let's get into everything.
Red Dead Redemption 2 is the greatest game since Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. I say it's the greatest game since Mario 64.
Mario 64, wow.
And in terms of like physics, of presentation, overall movability.
Okay.
In a character, you know, as a main character. But yes, anybody, that'll be another episode. Hit us up on Instagram. We got the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. Instagram. Go ahead and check it out. How come you're not hitting up on the Instagram? It's getting weird, man. We're already telling you.
We gave it to you a million times.
You're already invested in the show, and you're not going to go on Instagram. You're on Instagram all day long.
Might as well say it. Get your shy butt out of the woods and freaking peek your little faces through those trees and say hello. 1, 2, 3, 4 And speaking of saying hello. We got to say hello to Uncle Sam. A guy called Uncle Sam who somehow takes over this country, I guess. Yeah, he's the guy.
He managed to convince us.
It's one man who
put in our hard work for one another. And I actually hold him on highest regard for bringing us all together, everybody.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam, you know, because otherwise we'd all just be single farmers doing our own things. Yeah. Some people would have a PlayStation. Other people would have a Schmeisplation.
Yeah, we'd be the Republic of California. Yeah.
It wouldn't be as good. It would be like not a community or just
Maggie May Station, you know? You know, I don't know.
Basic, you know, like aliens or something. Far out people.
Bluntendo. Or you could do a smoke blunt pretend.
But people are getting married through video games now.
Video game
everybody.
Marriage.
We have so many people on this earth. And Uncle Sam helped us do that.
Hey, Gunner, I believe we talked about video game marriages in season 4 a long time ago. That just brought back a flashback when you said video game marriages.
Oh, yeah,
we mentioned that, and we had that in season 4, I believe.
Season 5.
Oh, this season. Okay.
Not too long ago.
It wasn't too long ago, but it was about marriages. And then we even talked about how people got married Pokemon, and they dressed like Pikachus
in Japan.
And one would dress like Mario and Princess Leia. And, you know, other ones just like Mr. Peach and Luigi.
So if you could file as a joint, then you and your wife could make some more money back. And if you have kids, then you'll make even more money back. Hopefully you are not listening to this today without having done your taxes, because it's going to be too late by the time this gets to your ears.
And guess what? If you don't do your taxes on time, what happens? Yep, you get taxed.
Yep.
Even more. So, I mean, do them on time so you don't get taxed
or run you
from your
country.
Taxes.
Like, what's the
Isn't
science?
That confusing? Taxi, tax? Taxi.
Taxi.
Yeah. Taxi. You have to take a taxi to get your taxes done from the tax man.
Oh, what? My goodness. Whoa. What would Georgie Harrison say about that one?
All I got to say is do them on time, though, people. That's what we're telling you. But if you're listening to it now and you haven't done it yet, you may be in trouble because tax day is over.
Yeah, you know.
It's roasted like your nuts on the oven.
Tea tax, you know. The Egyptians used to tax with grains of rice and, you know, taxing, you know. It's just part of life. Caesar used to tax his people, you know.
He did. Those Caesar coins with salad. He used to tax them for salad. And
I'm pretty certain King David took some tax. You know, he provided much for a lot of people. So he would love to distribute everyone coming together, you know.
King George.
Togetherness.
Taxed them with, you know, he had all these wives. And so
they needed pearl necklaces from the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to give it to them. All right.
Yep.
And it costs money to send people to the bottom of the ocean. Can you believe it?
Can you believe that?
Well, I cannot. So that for
And it still costs money to send people to outer space. And I don't believe that either, but that's where our tax dollars are going to, people. They're going to outer space and the bottom of the ocean.
But you know
so
what?
So if you support outer space and the ocean,
I support it. And you know what else?
I do too, because I want to see some aliens.
Yesterday.
Bring me a rock.
Yesterday was a good day. The day before was a good day.
It was a beautiful
day. And the
day
before that, it was just another day. And it's been just another day, but now, it's a new day.
It's a beautiful day. Why is it beautiful? Breaking Runner and Gunner news.
Breaking news, everyone. Breaking news.
O.J. Simpson, the juice, has been squeezed.
He's been squeezed.
OJ is no longer among us anymore. Not the video game Among Us. Among Us as in walking around in the realm we know as Earth.
OJ is no longer here on Earth. He's looking up at us now worse place.
Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is.
Nah, and I don't know. I kid. Who knows? Maybe he got saved in the end. I don't know. I did hear he was making fun of confessing the last day of
life. He was. I mean, we read that. He was making fun about confessions about killing other white women.
Whoa.
So we don't know what kind of jokes those were, but they must have been not too funny.
I heard that he was making confession jokes to other celebrities that he still hung out with.
Well, who hung out with OJ now? It's got to be tough. I know Masterson and him were good friends.
Yeah, see?
Exactly. So, who else did he hang out
Probably
with?
Probably Real Rosby.
Real Rosby is best buddy.
But I heard that...
they used to go to the Pudding Shack.
Even though OJ is gone, he still hangs out in white Ford Broncos.
He does. Man, he likes everything white, doesn't he? Anyways, yeah, so...
everything. Everything.
Well...
all right, everybody.
That guy is gone.
Sometimes when cold blood killers go down, we're not really certain what happened to them or what happens to them or where they will go spiritually from then on. Other serial killers were the Iceman Killer.
The Iceman. I know he iced a bunch of people.
Yeah.
He did.
Iceman Killer. You got any killer you want to...
but the Juice.
Compare to the Juice? Besides Jason Voorhees?
Who else was the Juice? Well, Michael Myers is a lot like him. Like we said before, they are very much alike. They both prefer knives. They both had wives. But I don't know if Michael Myers had a wife. He was kind of crazy. But I think OJ was probably closest to the Chainsaw Massacre.
I'd say OJ was closest to Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah. Without the chainsaw, with just the massacre.
All right, everybody. If you were jamming to that song right there, well, then you just got iced because you were jamming to Vanilla Ice.
That's the vanilla.
And you said you hated him. Anyways, then, everybody, back to OJ.
The Juice.
You know, the guy is gone. The world of NFL could rest.
Well,
the mystery is solved.
He did rush for over 5,000 yards. So, I mean.
Rushed over 5,000 yards,
everybody. So, he was trying to outrush the cops. That's what the story goes. He should have just went on foot. He probably would have won. He would have went to been in Mexico in no time. But he chose the slow speed chase and the slow-ass Bronco. But if he would have went on foot, I guarantee you, OJ would have been safe
also,
in Mexico.
Breaking news.
Speaking of Champurado.
Professional football player Davante Adams says that.
Davante Adams.
OJ did it.
See, if Davante says it, then he's done it. Thanks, Davante.
Thanks, Davante, for that insight. The NFL world is back at you from Runner Gunner Studios. Everyone, right. No, we kid.
Shout out to NFL.
OJ, he made one of the greatest, funniest movies ever made.
Yes, he did.
He was Zoidberg.
Zoidberg, yeah. He was Zoidberg, and Leslie Nielsen was in it. He was the main character. As Zoidberg, he was like the dumb cop who was kind of slow.
It was so
funny.
Who
kind of always got hurt because he was really dumb.
Yeah.
And guess what? In real life, he was actually
a
dumb.
Murderer.
And a murderer. A dumb murderer.
Oh, dumb. Yeah, he was. I guess he was just dumb. All those concussions and, you know, Achilles heel, ibuprofens.
Yeah, poor guy. I mean, you could blame it on the concussions. You could blame it on this and that. But I just think he was jealous of Nicole. And... he just said, guess what? I'm not going to give you a nickel.
I think it was like,
so I'm going to slash your throat.
Oh, man. I think it was like Chris Benoit, too. You know, Chris Benoit had severe head damage, and look what he did. For all you WWEers out there. And the WWE and the NFL, they kind of, you know, they're real close, the fan base nowadays. In the 80s, it was more like baseball fans and WWE and boxing fans kind of liked WWE. Actually, boxing fans always hated WWE. Like, if you like true boxing, you hated WWE. Nowadays, it's a little more blurred lines, you know, boxers come in and break people's
because of USC got popular, too. So since UFC got popular, which is a little bit kind of like wrestling mixed with boxing, so they kind of came around. The wrestling fans came to boxing. The boxing fans kind of came into wrestling. They're kind of like rejoicing for now. But, yeah, the two separate sports are both very hard, very physical, and very tough. You got to be mentally tough, and you just have to have the strength to do it. Even with football, any sport, pretty much, you know. There's no sport that any weakling could play that and be great at it. So what we're saying is greatness is dope. Just be great. Even in this podcast, to us, it's considered a sport. We take it as an event, what we do, and we just try our hardest and our best to entertain you, the world of the Monday Morning Crackers, better known as the Maniacs. Yeah, we're out here for your entertainment and for your freedom of mind and thought. So go ahead and drop us anything you guys want to say or anything, any ways you feel about this show. Because we're here for you guys.
We are. We're doing something different. We're not like other podcasts in a sense that we have some wholesome values, you know. Yeah, sure, we say butt and blonde hair. But, like, really, we don't cuss. We try to keep it family-friendly, even though we know kids will not be able to listen to this. Because
certain parts are a little bit.
I don't know. We think too hard. We think too hard, you know. It's too much for a kid to to think about.
No comprende.
So it's not a kid's show. However, we do keep it family friendly. We don't cuss, if you noticed. All, like, the past 75 episodes, we really don't cuss. Like,
yeah, it's gotten better.
If you listen to any single podcast, just pick any. Just scroll down a list of podcasts and pick one. I guarantee you they cuss all the time.
Yeah, every other word.
And it's poison to your ears, and it's a disservice to the customer who's listening to this stuff, and they don't know that it's interjecting into 7 trillion cells this negativity. Whereas the Runner and Gunner video game podcast,
we
provide a service by giving you positivity in a radio show that's not so positive. And, you know, we're not considered positive radio.
Yeah, not,
but we do talk
not exactly,
positively
completely,
to
yes.
you and others. And we say good things to your ears and blessings and things that will make you want to return. We have wholesome values.
And we try to send positivity out there to the earth. And just, you know, send our positive vibes throughout the sound waves and the radio waves and the podcast waves. We're just trying to give everybody the best advice that we could give, and at the same time, provide an entertainment service that will help you guys get through your Monday morning traffics.
It's true. And everybody out there, like, don't get us wrong. We're not perfect. But we don't want to sit here on this podcast and this radio show and just badmouth everybody and just scoff at everything for half an hour to an hour. Like, that ain't us. We know that there's plenty of podcasts that do that, and you're probably getting sick and tired of it.
Yeah, so you don't want to feel those vibes.
Next week, we're going to have, you know, some interviews.
Yeah,
we
are.
We're growing. There's no other podcast like us, so just stay tuned. That's all we're saying.
Stay tuned and stay plugged in, because we're going to get some good stuff out there. We're going to get Running on the Streets still yet to come. We're still going to get some more new interviewers coming to the Runner Gunner Video Game Podcast. And they're going to talk about their expertise and their certain fields.
That's right.
And we'll get into all that good stuff later on when it's getting closer to time.
Yes.
And that actually is getting closer to that time.
It actually is. And we're going to get other us's to fill in for us when we can't do this anymore.
We're going
to
be hosting events.
Yes, hosting concerts.
All kinds of things. We're going to be having all our sponsors come over up to us, and we're going to be giving out free stuff to 1 in every 1,000 listeners who says the magic word. And we say the magic word every episode, but you have to guess what it is.
We're talking promotions. We're talking rewards. We're talking specialties, websites. You know, you name it, we're going to be growing.
We'll be there, yes.
We're going to be growing into it. You name it, and we'll follow suit. We'll listen to some of your suggestions.
Yes,
not
we
all
will.
Of them, because we're the Runner and Gunner.
And we won't just
podcast,
take your suggestions.
That's a public podcast.
We will actually put your name out there, too. Whoever suggests has the best suggestions, we'll put their name out there, and we'll let it be known who you are and where you're from exactly. If you write that information to us and give us that information, we'll give you all that back.
Yeah, so
everybody, you get it, all the feedback.
We're like tea. We're like coffee.
Coffee.
We're like tobacco.
Wacky.
You wake up in the morning and you need to listen to us.
Yes.
Well, we got you. Because we're going to say nice things to you when you put us on. We're going to tell you good wisdom if you would take it.
Yes.
And we're going to tell you how to be righteous like we are.
How to be awesome. Yeah. We're just going to advise you in the positive direction and give you a positive light and an insight of life. And that's what we're trying to do here at the Runner Gunner Video Game Podcast.
Video Game Podcast.
And we're also going to teach you about video games. And we're also going to talk about
Video Game Podcast.
Lenny's as well. And speaking of Lenny's, we got to talk about this
Lenny's.
One simple Lenny guy. They like to call him the Puff. The Puff Daddy.
The Puff.
So let's get into this segment.
O-matic.
That we call The Loan.
Well, hello there, everybody. Sorry to cut off the Runner and Gunner show.
The Loungebrone has had a quick break, and we had to break into their...
Well, we'll take...
system.
We'll take it from here. We'll take the show from here, for it is us, Runnalo. Yo, no, you're Runnalo.
I'm Runnalo, and he's Gunnalo.
And I'm Gunthalamu,
I mean.
Gunthalamu, Runnalo.
Pardon my exquisite observation, which I had wrong at first as well, because I called you Gunnalo. How silly of me. Let me take a sip of my tea.
Let me put some cinnamon sticks in my brandy.
Oh,
here
by the way,
I misplaced it.
You are a silly gent, to tell you, sir.
All right, everybody.
So we came here.
We have a very special segment for y'all.
Yes, we do.
Did I say y'all?
Y'all.
I'm talking like
you're talking
the man
like
himself.
Those Westerns over there.
Puff Daddy.
In that weird corner of the universe called America.
The Lone Jabron.
Oh, yes.
Is he the Lone Jabron? Well, let's bring out the scroll.
Wait a minute, Gontholomew. Isn't it thy Lone Jabron?
Thy Lone Jabron. He's not my Lone Jabron. Is he
He's
your Lone Jabron?
Not mine either. I have never heard of this guy called Poof Dondi.
Poof Dondi? Is he runner and gunner's Lone Jabron? Let's ask him. Runner and gunner, is it your LeBron drone?
No, it's not.
Yeah, man.
So there you have
it. There it is.
He is alone.
He is alone, and
the
he is a Jabron.
Jabron. He's in isolation now. Now that he's in, well,
isolated.
Incarcerated.
Oh, well, very well then, very well. Yeah, carry on, carry on.
Nobody likes him anymore.
Nobody wants to be with the Lone Jabron.
Not even Little Wayne.
They said that he was with little boys.
Little Wayne.
Are you saying he has a little wang? Is that a Western term?
All of his friends are deceased.
Thou art not here.
Thou
no
art in a lower place.
So, where thou art stay?
Not too certain. Oh, he stays isolated because he's the Lone Jabron.
The Lone, very well, very, very lovely.
Oh, he has had many divorces, including one Jennifer Low Hewitt.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, producers are telling me it was Jennifer Lopez.
The one with the butts or the boobs?
The butt.
Oh, the Botox. Oh, Miss Buffalo.
The bottoms.
I thought her name was Buffalo Lopez.
Even R. Kelly is scared.
Thou art Kelly.
So there you have it, friend.
What about thy real Rosby?
Real Rosby is a bitch.
Oh, thou art female dog.
So everybody out there.
He shall licketh thy bowl.
Remember, next time you see this thy Puff Daddy, remember he is the Lone Jabron.
And remember, drink your tea and have a great Monday morning crack.
Monday morning cracks. Ha, no, did you Monday morning crack or not?
I don't know.
Hey, how you doing? Can I get a chicken taco and something to drink? Fanta's good.
Sorry, sir. We actually don't have Fanta or chicken tacos anymore.
Well, am I in the right place? Let me. Oh, this is a. El Pollo Loco, right?
Yes, this is the new El Pollo Loco.
No. ¿Qué pasó, no?
Well, instead of serving tacos and burritos, we serve hot horchata and chaparrado.
Hey, this is El Pollo Loco. What happened, man? I'm out of here.
Introducing the new El Pollo Loco, where it's much more like Starbucks coffee, where you and your friends could hang out and sit at a desk and play the computer and do your study.
Hey, dude, let's study. Let's go into the new El Pollo Loco.
Well, if you want to use the computers, just go to the computer room.
The new El Pollo Loco is now the new Starbucks, where you can get all your studying and drink coffee and hot horchata while you stay there for hours on end.
Hey, wait, guys, I forgot my laptop.
Come by to the new El Pollo Loco and have yourself a hot horchata today. Now introducing the new hot horchata. And if you buy one, get one free, you can also get an espresso taco latte.
I'm never chopping with you guys again.
Salsa not included.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Monday morning video game podcast.
What's up, everybody? I hope your Monday is going well, and hopefully you're getting closer to your destinations.
Yeah,
driving safe, being safe, and feeling well, feeling great. So now we're about
feeling
to get
well,
into
not trying to call out a sick, call out of work. I mean,
yeah, don't call out sick. Know. We're trying to get into, or we're going
school.
To get into. One of the biggest parts of the show, the main part of the
Grandma's
show, actually.
At home.
So we hope you're enjoying the show so far. We hope you guys liked the Runner and Gontholomew. They're back again, and just their reoccurring guests that we have every now and then. Those guys, they fly all the way from the UK, so show them love. They're out of here now. They're already on their way back. They're on their way back to the UK, to their wherever they live, near Liverpool or Blackpool or some pool, somebody's pool. I don't know where they came from. But so anyways, everybody, let's talk about some video games now. Let's this is a Running Out of Video Game Podcast. So maniacs, yes, we are going to talk about video games.
Listen up, you maniacs. Uncle Runner right here and Uncle Gunner have had the luxury of playing Peach.
The new
Princess Peach Showbiz. The new Showbiz. Princess
Peach Showbiz. So, I mean, we played it a little bit, and Gunner was telling me, and I, for myself, thought the same, that it kind of reminds us of the new Super Mario Bros. Wonderland.
Wonderland, except for it's more like 3D, Super Mario Bros. Deluxe 3D.
So a mixture, you would say it's a mixture of both.
It's in fact, it's identical to Mario Deluxe 3D.
Oh, heck yeah.
Except for that it's kind of better, because Mario Deluxe 3D is like, it's trying to be deluxe, like it has that level layout. And so Princess Peach has a different level layout.
So let's give him a quick gameplay review. Wonder, yeah. But let's give him a new gameplay review, like how many characters there are and who you could choose from. Right. And of course, you could pick Princess Peach. And, you know, she's probably the best character in the game, pretty much.
But for real, it's like Deluxe, Wonder, and Deluxe 3D are all the same game, identically. Princess Peach is part of that.
Genius.
Just keep that in your mind.
By Switch. Switch, yep. Great move. You know, just press the repeat button, press the copy press.
Yep.
And just put a few little tinkers in there. And man, yeah, make some money off of it.
Good,
tinkering around. Hey, yeah.
The tinkers give Peach a sword and she can slash and kick people, beat people up.
See everybody?
The sword is her main character, actually. Like, she gets a bunch of different costumes.
So she could upgrade this sword. Our costumes.
She can get new costumes.
Can she get new swords?
Like, but in the same way that Mario Wonders works, you don't really get weapons. You know, you always bonk someone on the head and
pops
out.
And then something pops out.
Kind of like a baby.
Or hit the question
a little
mark.
Babyish, if you ask me. There should have been a combo system integrated into this game. So it is a little babyish. Don't get us wrong. It's a Princess Peach Showbiz. It's for girls.
So the big question
is, ladies will love
when
it
are they
going to
combine Smash Bros. And a Mario and then make that into just one game.
When are we
going
to get that,
when
Runner?
Are we going to get that double combo with Smash Bros.?
How much more do we have to
wait? The one between Smash Bros., and Super Princess Mario, Peach. Princess Peach, and Mario Wonder, and 64, Mario 64. We got to get a combination between those three.
Exactly.
And just change it into, you know, Revolution. And the one where he throws his hat. I forgot which one's that called. But
Odyssey.
Odyssey. So we got to get that in there as well. Throw all those in and make a combination of that. So, and make it a little San Andreas-y as well.
I agree, because you should have had Odyssey. Mario should have had the same moves he has in Super Smash Bros.
Right.
We all wanted to see that.
That's what everybody
we
wants
all
to see.
Hoping for it.
That's what all the fans want to see.
Preschool 1, 2, 3, you know? Can you memorize your colors? Well, put them here.
They're still trying to bring the babies in, but guess
Which
what?
Which is genius.
They already got... Well, they already... It's,
Magnifico.
It's going to happen either way, because...
Either way, though.
The parents of the kids, let's say...
I don't know. PlayStation.
The little kids, teenagers now, are going to be parents eventually, let's say in 15, 20, maybe less than that years. Hopefully in those 15, 20 years, but less than that, possibly. But either way, they're going to look at what their parents played. And they're going to say, wow, I want to try this out. They'll become fans as well.
Kids will play anything. It might as well be good. And Princess Peach, I say, is good. I give it like a good, solid 3.5 stars out of 5.
Nice.
Only because...
But why not 4?
They should have integrated the Super Smash Brothers moves into this game.
Yes, like, yes.
That they didn't do that is very suspicious. However, marketing says otherwise because they're making a killing selling these things to the younger generation.
Okay, Gunner, since you played Prince of Persia, and I haven't played Prince of Persia, would you compare this game to Princess Peach game to Prince of Persia game on Switch?
And Lennies are going to hate me for this one, but yeah, Prince of Persia for the Nintendo Switch, the new one that just came out, Infinite or Mortality,
yes,
is also the same, very similar, same game as Princess Peach Showbiz.
Wow.
And to that point, so is like Metroid, Castlevania.
Okay. Sounds cool.
Contra, the new Contra.
Oh, yeah, the new Contra is good, too.
I do think that Princess Peach, Showbiz, and Prince of Persia share more in common than maybe even those other games. Maybe they're all three of them. Both of them are like Castlevania. So all three of those, Castlevania, Showbiz, and Prince of Persia.
Yes.
Especially Castlevania for the Game Boy Advance and beyond.
Yeah.
These games
Well, a lot of Castlevanias
are
pretty similar, yes.
I think they call them Vania games, right?
Metroidvania.
Metroidvania, yes, Metroidvania games.
Yeah, those are good games. They're great games.
So Princess Peach is a
fan of Metroidvania games myself. I like Metroidvania games. So I got to get on it.
Yeah.
Got to get on it. Well, next week we're going to have a more in-depth look into it. But we're just giving you, we're just opening up the little introduction of the preview to the new Princess Peach game.
Yeah, and just a preview for it.
Prince of Persia.
We also got, I downloaded Hitman. You got it too.
Hitman's good, yeah. Hitman's always good.
The first Hitman.
The old school one. Yeah, that's a good one.
The good one. The good one. Puzzles were good. We'll be getting into that one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
On its own, but.
Yeah, it has its own thing.
It's good on the Switch too. The movement's a little janky because of the time.
Yeah,
the Nintendo Switch has brought some improvements on it with that.
So it's not a complete port. It's not completely a port. It's actually remastered.
Remastered, yeah.
Yeah, it's a remastered version, which is great. That's what we need. I mean, if since nothing's coming out, Nintendo's the only geniuses that are actually remastering things. So great, great idea, good move.
And as we talked about last episode, 2023, the majority, 60% of people spent their time playing old video games from 2010 and beyond.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. See, what we're saying? What we're saying is we're going to do a new segment. And this segment's going to be called the classic video games, retro classic, whatever you want to call it, versus the new age video games.
Yes.
And they're not completely all going to be classic, but we're not going to go so far to like Atari and Pac-Man. We're not going that deep into it. But we're going to start it up a little sooner.
We're more talking about
versus new age.
The way you game, like the classic game, classic ways of gaming.
Yes.
Versus modern ways,
Of gaming. Yeah.
Classic versus
the
now.
Modern. Yeah. Versus now times.
Classic versus now.
So the classic way of gaming, I mean, you had to actually go to the store, buy a physical copy of a game. Let's say all the way until, this took a long time till, I think PlayStation Network, right, was probably the first one. We're even talking about PC gamers, too. We're talking to you guys as well. Because since the dawn of time, it was man created video game in a physical copy, is what I'm saying, a physical
form.
When
did it go digital on 3?
It took into the mid-2000s? 2000s. Maybe even 2?
The Wii always had it, but PlayStation 3 came out before the Wii's.
Very, very close in time. Like, they were going at it. It was a fight.
It was in the idea. It was in their minds since Nintendo 64.
They all had the same idea.
And PlayStation 1 would have done
somehow,
it
somehow. It was a race to who got to it first. And I'm not sure
PC
how
did
that
it.
Race... PC has done it.
Has done it forever. Credit card, they'll do it forever.
Yeah, they've been doing it forever. But
their websites.
Even back then, they used to have the little discs. Discs. And also the chips.
PC did it first. And that video games and PC, you know, they've been like gravitating around each other.
Yes.
But not mixing.
But actually, you're correct.
This whole
when
time.
It comes to PC, PC has been the champion of that. When it comes to
internet gaming?
Downloading games, they
purchase,
were first.
To play.
Yes, to purchase, to play, it was always first. To download it through the system, within your own computer.
Through
not to get
net.
A physical copy.
The,
yes.
The Ethernet.
Without, Ethernet. Net. And the first physical copies, the first unphysical copies, I mean, were through the web.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And I actually think I remember Myst had its own website. I'm not too certain if you could run the game off of the website back in the day, but you were definitely able to purchase it.
Yeah.
I know that.
Oh,
and
wait
that's
a minute.
The beginning of it.
I actually forgot that. Phones, even old school flip phones in the early days, you could get these cheap little games.
Remember, they cost money.
And they
money.
Press, yeah, you pay like $2 or $3, and they were crappy games then.
And then it would charge your bill.
Yeah, it would charge you on your bill. This is before, all right, sorry, Lenny's, you guys don't even know what the heck we're talking about.
You know,
this
you're
is
going
for
down
a little bit
you're
of
the
older.
Rabbit hole
this
right
for the
there,
older
Ronnie.
Generation. Yeah, this for the older generation.
A little Nikon flip phone.
Yeah, this is old school.
It came with Centipede and Tetris, but if you went online, you could download poker.
Yeah.
Or Texas Hold'em.
And they had little packages where you have all those games combined into one, like 5 games in one. It might cost a few more bucks, but in the long run, you're saving money.
Get a Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
For the phone. You know, Mario Brothers for the phone. Are you kidding me, ladies?
Yeah.
Get excited.
That
it
is cool.
It was amazing.
It was cool.
Mario Brothers on full HD.
Yeah.
You know, iPhone 15.
You turn
15,
your phone sideways
Galaxy
and
23s.
And then you could connect the controller to it now and play it like it was originally meant to be played.
Shoot it through your TV with the controller.
Oh, yeah. Then you could do that. Yeah. You could connect it to your TV with the controller.
What's the one system, the Philips Nomad? Didn't that one let you play on your TV also?
I think so, yeah.
To your TV?
I forgot what it's called. Novi?
Nomad.
Nomad. I forgot what it was called.
Something like that. I think it was called the Nomad. But anyways, we're getting deep into that.
Okay.
Purchasing
games online versus the physical copies. See, physical copies came out first, of course, long ago, long, long, long ago.
Remember the wall?
Some of these people even have grandparents that had first got the physical copies nowadays. So that's how crazy it is.
They used to have a wall at Toys R Us.
The wall.
And they had tags.
This is before Trump thought about the wall.
Pictures of the video game you wanted to purchase, and you'd have to lift up the tag. And you'd have to pull a receipt off of it and take it to the front counter.
The yellow tag is yellow.
Where you would purchase the receipt and they'd exchange it for the game. Bam, you'd walk out the door with the new Sega Genesis game.
And they were SNES
game, N64 game. And they were expensive.
They weren't cheap, people.
They were $59 back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're still $59.
Now.
Except for WWE 2K14, the WrestleMania Tour Edition is $120.
You're kidding me. Come on, people.
And people are paying that digital. There's
digitally.
No forward compensation after that.
Once if your system dies, that's the end of it.
You paid $150 for a video game, and you don't even get to resell it back to GameStop when you're done.
Nada.
To get a little portion of your money back because...
Nothing.
Oh, my goodness,
that's
everybody.
That's pretty insane. I $150
for a stupid video game. And then... You could pay for more points in the game, so infinitely it could be worth a lot.
To get more money, to unlock. And you still got to unlock characters, and you still got to get points. And they're still going to come out with some later DLC anyway. What's the point? Either way, they're going to make
rip
you...
Rip off!
Yeah, rip off.
Anyways,
that's what we're talking about.
But we're talking about more than that. We're talking about the digital download.
The old school.
Robbing this generation of an experience.
Versus...
It's straight to it, you know. No,
yeah.
No fun before, no charm, no like convincing you.
You don't get to see the physical art. You guys don't realize that you're missing out on the physical art of the copy, like the coloring, and they have stuff in the back of the video game that's gonna make you very interested. You could read the back, look at the back. They might even give you hints. Before, they used to give you hints sometimes with the physical copy. Yeah. Sometimes they would even give you codes just for extra stuff for buying the physical copy. But now, everyone's digital copies. So, I don't know. Everybody out there, maniacs out there, what do you guys think? Do you think the physical copies are better or the digital downloads are better? I know it's a difference because you got to get your lazy butts up, go to the store, and grab it with your hands physically. Or do you want to stay home, freaking scratch your butts with your hands, and download it and still use the same amount of money?
No experience. You know, like with the cartridge, you do get an experience, you know?
Yeah.
You get like a little disc in your hands.
Yes, you do.
And like if you're a child, you're like, oh, whoa, a little
disc. This is cool, You feel like a little technician,
and
you know?
You got little hands too, so you feel like a little technician, exactly. Yeah. And then you plug it into the little chip, and so you're learning how to like what computers are, you know, you're learning something.
Yes,
cool. And like you plug everything in, and you put it down, and then boom, you instantly play the game on Christmas morning, the day your dad bought you 5 different Nintendo Switch games. Boom, plug them out, push them back in, boom, back into, Super Smash to Mario Party, back to Odyssey, back to Princess Peach Showbiz.
Yes.
All in within an hour of, just figuring out all the games. And then you got them forever. Like, you could cherish them, put them on your wall, be like, my dad bought me these little stupid things of plastic, but look at, they got so many memories.
Yeah, all those memories of greatness, opening them. Just like Gunner said, it's a whole different experience.
Yeah.
Just like
it's an experience.
It'll be
exactly
like if somebody pours beer into your mouth and all you do is open your mouth. Or pours whatever into your mouth. Soda, water, coffee, whatever. Wouldn't you rather just hold the cup yourself?
Yeah.
And experience
good metaphor.
Experience that you pouring it into your mouth and feeling how good it goes down into your
Lenny's
stomach.
Right now are instead like, of some, I would definitely love for someone to pour coffee in my mouth.
See, because they could give you too little. Are too much, but you yourself will give yourself the perfect amount.
Yeah.
And see, so with the physical copy of the game, you'll get the perfect amount of happiness, and you'll know how it feels. You'll experience that feeling that your gamers before you, your parents or your grandparents or whoever before you experienced.
Yeah.
So that's what we're saying. Physical copies are amazing.
So what do you think, audience? Do you prefer the old school way of gaming where you get the cartridge and you get to plug it in?
Or do you prefer the way of you have to buy it online through your network and purchase it and just wait for a little bit longer? It downloads slower.
Yeah, everybody, we're just saying, I believe that the digital downloads rob a person of their experience because it's just straight to the point, straight to your wallet, straight to give me your money. It's like no charm, no persuasion, just nothing. Just straight to the video game. And then it's a dud game, and then you need to play another one. And so, you know, it's just this infinite cycle of
Yeah, the whole purchasing chaos. And getting it yourself just feels a lot better. And pushing it in and just doing the work yourself and feels a lot better. Having it, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything.
You know, it sucks. The only still, thing, you put it on your wall, you honor it. You're honored by it. By a physical thing.
Physical presence of it.
I say we get back to it. We should make cartridges. PlayStation 6 should have cartridges.
They should.
They're not going to do it.
They're going to have, maybe might have discs, but.
Just for novelty's sake. Just for novelty, man.
Just for novelty. And you know how fast they can make these things run in a higher speed. They should make the cartridges actually run in a higher speed since everybody's doing physical now. I mean, not physical. Everybody's doing the, what's called purchase online now, that they should make the physical copies run a little faster and better. That would probably bring in the new audience to physical. And it's because you're right. They're robbing the experience. And that's the main part, is robbing the experience from these new children and the new Lenny.
It's Christmas morning. Your dad's like, hey, I'll pay for 5 games for you to have. And you're like, all right, I'm going to get Ghost Recon, The Witcher, Grand Theft Auto 5, and whatever.
Yeah.
35 gig games.
The Legend of Link.
You know how long it takes for a 35 gig game to download and be ready to play?
Oh, you're not playing it till
playing it till the next.
Till next week.
Yeah. And then you got to download 5 of them?
Oh, forget it.
The Witcher?
Next month.
NBA 2K?
Next year.
Exactly. And so
with the DLC,
morning,
with the 28 gigabyte DLC as well, forget it.
So Christmas morning, your dad's like, here's a couple gift cards. You go on your PlayStation and buy yourself a few games. And it's like a $200 gift card.
I'm going to drink some Hegesia eggnog and knock out while you play your games.
It's like you take
Good night,
your
son.
$200 gift card and you can either buy 4 games or you could buy one WWE 2K24. But you decided that you'll get 4 games instead, 4 of which were on sale.
Which is cooler, but still.
Call of Duty, The Witcher 3, and NBA
2K. Some old
2K,
school, yeah. 2K23.
You know, and so you start downloading. You're like, I'm going to download NBA 2K first. NBA 2K. Boom.
I agree.
Guess what?
It is NBA.
You ain't playing that game until this evening. Till Christmas evening.
Yeah, well, New Year's Eve probably.
Only,
so just get ready
only your
for
children,
that.
And you don't have any patience. So then you go outside, get on your bike, it's done downloading, forget it. I don't even want to be a gamer
You crash
anymore.
Your brand new bike into the curb, and then you trash your bike. So now you're negative money in presents, and it was all because you had to download this stupid game that took too long.
Yeah.
If you would have put the cartridge in, guess what? You wouldn't have waited any time, no time. Maybe 25 minutes just to download the DLC. But if there is no DLC, it's a straight game, then
and
plug,
doesn't it seem
put it
more
in and
like,
play.
Hey, son. I got you 5 of these. Boom, and you bust out 5 cartridges of Nintendo Switch games.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, Dad. You can't even hold those
you're
in your hands.
You're pretty awesome. Yeah, they'll be like, you're pretty awesome.
And he's like,
I can't even hold them. Yeah, I got to hold 2 hands. 2 hands full of games.
And he's like, this one is Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. And you're like, dude, Dad.
Game of the Year edition.
Game of the Year edition, which
there you go.
Only cost you $100.
Still worth it.
Still, you got the cartridges if you want to sell it later for at least $25, or if you want to sell it enough 25 years later for $1 million.
And it's strange to me now. Another thing that's happening is there are collectors out there who are collecting all these old school physical copies of old school games because they know what's happening. The physical copy era could be dying.
You should do it
unless it picks up. Unless it picks up.
And you should download video games only if they're cheap, and you should. Yeah. Purchase cartridge video games if you like the franchise, and you should get yourself into it.
Get into it.
We're about to be into it. And you know, maybe we should do that, what you were just talking about. And become better gamers for ourselves, you know?
We should. Yeah, we will.
We should.
We actually will become the greatest gamers that we know that we are.
All right, everybody. That's the end of the show. We got to go.
Yeah, it is time.
We gotta go. You gotta go.
Rick, I gotta go. I gotta go. Time. Yeah, everybody's time. Gotta go.
Everybody's gotta go. Everybody, producers, you gotta go.
Shut the hell up.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Marcus.
Relax.
It's Marcus.
Yeah.
Marky. Marky yeah. and Frankie are producers.
He's
eh?
Always tripping.
Raiders, eh?
All right. Yeah. all like right. I agree. That. Okay. Lucky suckers. Well. You ain't getting paid overtime, man.
Hey, we're not getting paid at all for this show. It's free. The free podcast, everybody. It's America's favorite podcast. Coming at you on a Monday morning.
Monday morning.
We're here for you. Guess what? It's the best part of the show.
The best part of the show. Oh, wait, Gunner, are you talking about the greatest part of the show?
The greatest part of the show.
The one that we love to call?
Were you talking about the greatest part of the show?
I was talking about...
I was talking about the greatest part of the show.
All right, let's do it.
We're both talking about the greatest part of the show?
Yeah, the best part.
The best part of the show.
That we love to call...
That we love to call...
And the Lakers did make it, and the Clippers did make it. Lakers number 8, I don't know if Clippers are number 3 or 2, but they are kicking butt. Lakers play on Tuesday. Lakers versus Pelicans. Let's go, Lakers. They got to make this number 7 seed. And the MLB, Ohtani is not guilty. Ohtani. I said not guilty. Ohtani exists. He's still going to do good. The Raiders are doing good too. But the Dodgers are going to go to the World Series. Mark my words, everybody. I believe that's how good they are. It's very early in the season. It's not even halfway point yet. But the Dodgers are doing good. Angels are still plummeting. They're trying to find their way. They'll find a purpose and they'll find where they got to go. NCAA men's basketball. Congratulations to UConn.
Go
UConn crowd. Is the champions because they did beat Purdue in the final. I forget the score, but they kicked their butts. It was an ass kicking.
Yeah.
And so what's going on in the world of entertainment and WWE?
WrestleMania is done, and Roman Reigns has lost his title, and Cody Rhodes is now the new title holder.
Cody Rhodes.
And The Rock got chokeslammed by The Undertaker, which makes us think that we're going to get the old Rock versus the old Undertaker in one farewell match this year.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm all for
it. Everybody's for it. I hope so, Gunnar. I hope it goes down.
In AEW, we
will be there live.
AEW is getting desperate, so they're getting violent. We've seen Samoa Joe kick around some other dude, and Edge is now named Adam Copeland, and he was kicking around... Penta, I don't know.
And one more thing I forgot to mention.
It's going good.
The USFL and the XFL merge is going well, everybody. We're in, I believe, week 3 or 4. I'll keep you updated with the stats and who's winning and who's on top of their games. But yes, the XFL and USFL merge has begun. The first inaugural year is underway.
Yes, everybody, the Wolverine and Deadpool game, the Deadpool movie are about to come out. They're coming out soon.
Also, Fallout the series is
coming
out.
Fallout the series is out. You can go ahead and stream it on Hulu or whatever station it's on. Go ahead and check that one out. I think it sucks, but it's about the video games.
Yeah,
so
video games.
Video games are cool, everybody.
Video games
are
cool.
We're into it. You're into it.
We all can dig it.
Also, everybody, LeBron James is racist.
LeBron James.
He's saying racist stuff about white people once again. You hear him saying that one more time? Tell him to shut his big, rich self up. Because he's got way too much money.
Go chew
to
on
be
some
talking
dollars.
About people who got money.
Chew on dollars like tobacco.
Go chew on some dollars. Everybody, Ringo is set to schedule to play this
Ringo!
Year.
Did you say Ringo?
At
Ringo
the Greek Theater. Yep. And we also got Tech N9ne playing for 420.
Tech
420
9.
Is coming up.
420 this weekend.
This weekend, everybody.
This Saturday.
This Saturday, go ahead and get your deals before it's all up.
And however you celebrate, celebrate.
Play some video games.
Lots of them.
Everybody, we're going to be reviewing video games all month long.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be telling you the scoop on what's really going down when everybody else is just paying attention to what's cool and what's popular to say. No, we're going to be telling you what is truly going down without any hatred. You know, we're not trying to put any games down. We're developers.
It's just like it or not, all worked hard to make opinions. These games. And even if you take it as hatred, it's all
it's
opinion.
It's all superficial.
So whatever you guys think is the hatred, you could think that, but it's all in our opinions.
Yes.
You feel how you feel, and it doesn't make us try to convince you the way we feel. We're just giving you our greatest opinion and the greatest mind
and
the
fun.
Greatest show in the universe.
Yeah.
And America's favorite podcast.
I wouldn't say it's the greatest. I mean, I wouldn't say it's better than anyone else. I just say that no one is greater than this show. No other podcast is better than this show. No other TV sitcom is better than this show.
And that's why we're labeled America's favorite podcast.
We are your cup of coffee on a Monday morning. Besides, who else plays the Beatles, the Hollies, the Rolling Stones?
For free.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, the Zombies.
The Zombies.
The Searchers. You know, the list
bitch
goes
boys.
On. Linda Ronstadt. Cher.
Shakira.
We played Shakira before?
I
want
to shake her, Shakira.
Audience out there, if you want us to play Shakira, then why don't you go ahead and send us a
The polls
message.
Will be in next week.
Everybody, it's the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. Send us messages. Also,
we will respond to all your messages.
What do you think? Do you think that the old ways of gaming with cartridges
old
is better?
Old classic ways versus
you think it produces
new,
more of an experience? What do you like? What
are
do you
the
like
new
better?
Digital
the old
download
ways of gaming, the classic
which is cartridges yeah. and discs, or versus or, the new ways of gaming, which is digital downloads.
Yep. So, audience out there, tell us what you think. What do you like better? Classic
what
gaming?
What is your preference?
Classic gaming or the new way, the way of now?
But think deeply about it and then give us your answer. We will respond back and we will let you guys know in the polls who wins.
I love you, Lennies.
We
Jesus
love
Christ,
the Lennies.
God bless you under Jesus Christ's name. Bless you, Lennies. I
bless
want you to be
all
happy.
The Lennies out
I
there.
I want you to say happy things to each other. I want you to be blessed. I want your hearts to be merry. I want your blood to be flowing. I want your lungs to be clean. I want your kidneys to be good. I want your mind to think right. I want nothing but blessings for you, Lennies and ladies and gentlemen, and anyone else is listening to the show.
Especially the maniacs out there. We give you guys a super special shout out.
Especially
our maniacs,
the maniacs,
you guys are the greatest. We will keep on going and striving for you guys. We know you guys kick butt. We know what you guys are all about. Just dopeness and greatness and evolving and becoming greater in life. So, to our maniacs, special shout out. Lennies, we love you. Ladies, we love you. What's up, maniacs?
Everybody, this part is especially for the maniacs. Listen up, maniacs. We're doing a brand new show. We're doing things that aren't done anywhere else except for here, where you're listening to them on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or anywhere else you can listen to a podcast. Go ahead and search it on the internet. Go ahead and follow the Instagram. Go ahead and become part of the community because we share your values and we are Americans.
That's
we're
right,
taking
brothers.
Back our country, brothers. And let me tell you, you maniacs out there, you want to be as maniacal as the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast? Well,
Woo!
Then you got yourself a good deal, brother. Maniacs.
And that's
Listen
for
up.
All our maniacs.
That's for and all our maniacs
And
out
everybody
there.
Else out there, we want you to know that if you can have a great
Monday,
then you can have a great life.
Bonus Runner and Gunner coverage.
Out of the ordinary. The out of the ordinary
segment. All right, here we go.
So
it goes.
It goes like this.
One day.
There was an eclipse.
There was a big, huge eclipse.
Bigger
where
the than OJ's
sun
forehead.
Covered the moon. And OJ's head covered the sun.
And OJ died.
On the same day.
The eclipse happened.
Out of the ordinary.
Out of the ordinary.
Is it?
Or
just
isn't it?
Normal?
Just
or
normal?
Is it? Out of the ordinary.
Or is it out of the ordinary?